Okay, business leaders, are you playing defense or are you on the offense? Are you just, excuse me, hey, I'm trying to talk business here. As I was saying, are you here just to play or are you playing to win? If you're in it to win, meet your next MVP, NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is your full business management system in one suite. With NetSuite, you're running your accounting, your financials, HR, e-commerce, and more, all from your online dashboard. One source of truth means every department's working from the same numbers with no data delays. And with AI embedded throughout, you're automating manual tasks, plus getting fast insights for your next move. Whether you're competing on your home turf or looking to conquer international markets, NetSuite helps you get the W. Over 40,000 businesses have already made the move to NetSuite, the number one cloud ERP.
Right now, get the CFO's Guide to AI and Machine Learning at netsuite.com/special. Get this free guide at netsuite.com/special.
Okay, guys.
Hey, I'm Ben Stiller.
I'm Adam Scott.
And we make a TV show called Severance. Severance is back for season 2 on Apple TV+.
Before the premiere, Ben and I are going to be binging season 1 and putting out daily recaps. And after that, we're going to keep going as we recap every episode of season 2.
The Severance podcast with Ben Stiller and Adam Scott is presented by State Farm. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Listen and follow now on Apple Podcasts, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
You might think financial crime is all about money, but sometimes it ends in murder. I'm Nicole Lappin, host of Money Crimes, a Crime House original podcast. Each episode features a thrilling story about the dark side of finance and how to protect yourself from it. Follow and listen to Money Crimes, an Odyssey podcast in partnership with Crime House Studios, available on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
We love your engagement with the show this morning. We know you're really busy. You've got all kinds of options of things you could be doing and what you could be listening to. It's Elizabeth and Radar here on The Mix. But you're still reaching out regarding yesterday's conversation we had, also a text roulette question, which was, can you purposely skip jury duty?
Can I skip jury duty? This person has jury duty on Tuesday, and they wanted to know if they can skip.
Yes.
And man, a lot of you have a lot of advice about, yeah, you're not supposed to because you could really be in trouble.
Or your experience on jury duty,
yeah,
which I'm so jealous of, because the only time I was called in for jury duty, we sat there for 3 hours and then they said, okay, they settled, y'all can go home.
Same thing happened to me. And it's
what,
like,
a bummer. I really wanted to be on a case.
I'm here all day and this is what happens.
I want to help. I want to hear both sides of the story. I mean, think of the obsession people have with true crime.
Yeah.
So we want to get Janelle on this morning, because what happened when you were on jury duty?
Well, I was called to jury duty, and I got picked to be on the case plus a foreman.
Wait, you were the foreman? What was the case?
Elizabeth always wants to be on a jury.
Not only that, but she wants
to be a foreman.
I want to be the foreman. I want to be in all that business.
Give us a little bit about this.
It was cool. They have a whole bunch of rules, and you get picked. The two lawyers ask you different questions that then they select. And then once you're on jury duty, you cannot be late or anything, otherwise they will.
I'm out. Elizabeth walks in late every morning here. She's done.
No,
she'll be in jail.
I'm never late for the show. My mom's real concerned about this. I'm never late for the show, but I get here like right as things are starting.
I'd be getting that one phone call. Hey, can you come bail me out?
This is actually really interesting, though. I would love to hear more stories from people. What happened when you were on jury duty? So what was the case?
It was a 2-week trial. It was a drunk driving case that a lawyer got charged with.
Oh,
boy.
And they had the different scientists. They had one that was saying the breathalyzer could be inaccurate. Yeah. It was good.
Okay. So what happened? I hope this person got locked up and put away for a long time.
We voted the guy guilty, and the newspaper, they said that was his, like, third offense.
Oh, boy.
Oh, Janelle.
Janelle, you did good work.
Janelle, you did good work. Now, tell me you cut out that newspaper clipping and you saved it.
I think I did, yeah.
I knew you did,
you
Janelle.
You know you did, Janelle.
You didn't disappoint.
Foreman Janelle.
Foreman Janelle. This is, look, it is fascinating when you get on these juries, because there's all kinds of stories that can happen.
Yeah, Janelle, thanks so much. We're
Thank
fascinated.
Thank you for doing your civic duty, Janelle, and for listening to The Mix this morning.
I love you guys. I listen to you every morning.
Oh, we love you for listening.
Janelle, that means a lot. Don't let this be the last time you call, okay?
Okay, thank you.
Foreman Janelle.
Yes.
That's how she should call the show from now on.
She had the power.
She was on Now, not just on a jury. She was the foreperson. How about you, Elizabeth? Could you handle that? Really?
I would love it.
You could really handle that?
I would be so excited to have that kind of authority. But say, okay, all right, everyone, I'd make a fist and we have to make a decision. We need justice. This can't just be justice system. It needs to be justice. What are we going to do? What is your side? What do you think? Why should we lock this person up?
Sounds like a
should
lot
we
of...
not? I mean, I just picture the TV shows.
Oh, yeah.
I want to think it's a lot like that.
And the trial takes 38 minutes? Yeah, that's no problem. Anybody else? 414-432-1099.
We're taking your stories of what happened when you were on jury duty. It's Elizabeth and Radar on the Mix.
And you're so serious about it,
yeah,
too.
Yeah, Joan, what happened to you?
Well, actually, this was a few years ago while I was still teaching and everything like that. I was a fourth grade teacher in Milwaukee. And they went through all of us, and they finally picked me.
Oh, you're on the jury.
Lucky you. You got picked. Now, were you excited? Did you want to be on jury duty?
Oh, hell yeah.
Yes, really? That's what I'm saying. Yeah. That's where I'm at.
What kind of case did you have?
It was a drug case. It was a criminal case.
Okay.
And, it was really cool because when I was teaching fourth grade, it was a way for me to come back after the case and tell the kids, because in fourth grade, you have to teach them about the civics of Wisconsin.
Yeah.
Oh, I was going to say, teach them don't do drugs or you might go to jail.
Well, that too.
Yeah. And so I was able to share with them what happened in this case. This guy was basically helping his wife drive out to get her fixed.
Oh, man. And how long did the trial take?
It was like about 4 days, 3-4 days.
Okay. And was it unanimous? Everyone said, nope, this is bad.
Guilty.
This guy's guilty.
Yeah, well, yeah. But there was this one lady that it was just like, she said, well, he has to pay child support. Well, the reason that people were following him was because he wasn't paying child support.
Mm. Oh, my God. Guilty.
We saw all the evidence. Everything was there. And she's like, well, he wouldn't be able to pay child support. And I'm like, he wasn't paying child support.
Yeah, why is she defending this guy?
See, that's the thing. You'd have to deal with as a four-person, Elizabeth. But you'd be like, Joan, trying to convince one person.
You all stood your ground. You then pled your case. Yeah. And you guys were almost the prosecution saying, this is why this guy's guilty.
Yeah, exactly.
Okay, so he got locked up. What happened?
I'm not sure what happened afterwards. I really didn't know the guy's name.
Joan, here's my problem. I was like waiting, and I didn't get picked for jury duty, but I had to serve and wait in that room and stuff. I was thinking, oh my gosh, if there's any boring parts of this jury as I'm sitting there, I might fall asleep or I start daydreaming. Did you find yourself doing that, or were you really glued to the case?
I was glued. I was like in the front.
Oh, look out. Joan's in the front.
Oh, my God. Well, okay. Joan's also a teacher. So Joan is ready to take good notes, do her homework, pay attention.
It's fascinating.
Follow up. Joan.
Oh, hell yeah. And I was just like, I'm all about the evidence. And if you have the evidence and the people to show us, you know, show that.
Guilty.
Yeah.
You could be a lawyer, Joan. That sounds good. That's so fascinating.
Joan, thanks for enlightening us with your experience.
But it was a criminal case. I wouldn't mind doing a civil, to be honest with you, because... Yeah. It's kind of like, you know, you have two neighbors that don't get along, which I've dealt with that myself, where you have these crazy neighbors and stuff.
No, okay. your story is fascinating,
Joan,
to be on the jury like that.
Joan,
it's
maybe
crazy.
You missed your calling. I feel like maybe you should have been a lawyer.
Because I have too much of a big mouth.
Oh! Joan, you need to keep calling us. You're fun, okay? Like, you need to call us again.
Oh, no problem.
Don't let this be the last time.
People get sick of me.
Well, no, try us.
Joan, try us.